For today's Growth Points video, I want to just take a moment and wish you a very happy new year. And I want to remind you from Colossians 3:17, as we approach the new year, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's my prayer that our lives and ministries will glorify God in the new year as never before. You know, when you look at the landscape in America, there's a lot of hostility towards ministry, towards Baptists, towards the Word of God. We see the legalization and the promotion of lifestyles that are explicitly forbidden in the Scriptures. And anyone who raises scriptural truth is a bigot or a hate monger. And it's certainly a challenging time. And yet, the reality is, the darker the night, the brighter the light. God wants us to lift up His Son and be faithful to His name in this society in which we live, in which we minister. And so we need to pray for wisdom. We need to pray for one another. This is not a time for Christians and pastors to react against each other and posture against each other. This is the time to hold to the truth and to encourage one another in the truth. When I think about Colossians 3:17, I want to speak to you for just a moment about the scope of our opportunity in the new year. The Bible says in this passage, whatever you do in word or deed, let me just encourage you in the new year to ask the Lord to help you in every word, every blog, every email to honor Him, and also in every deed, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, but also our beliefs determine our behavior. And we want our words and our deeds in the new year to bring glory to God and to point men to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the scope of our opportunity is in everything we say and everything we do to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. And that really reminds me of the priority of our opportunity. The priority is Jesus, that we want to exalt Him in the new year. We want to lift up His name. We want everything that we do and say to bring glory and honor to Him. And then, of course, I want to remind you of the last part of that verse. Colossians 3:17 says that we're to do it all with a spirit of gratitude. That's the response to our opportunity. You know, as you approach 2013, I want to encourage you to step into it with a spirit of gratitude. God's given you health. He's given you the opportunity to serve. And though the landscape is difficult and the land mines exist and there's trials and challenges, God, by His sovereignty, has put us on this planet at this time to reach our generation. And so let me encourage you that with every word and every deed, exalt the Lord in the new year. We're very excited about things coming up here at Lancaster Baptist Church. I want to encourage you. Pray for our winter revival, the third week of January with Dr. Getch. Then looking ahead into the spring, we have our West Coast Baptist Youth Conference. And then, of course, the third full week of June, we have the Spiritual Leadership Conference. And we'll be communicating with friends across the country about these events. But pray with us as we pray for you. And it's our prayer that this will be a wonderful new year for you, your family, and your ministry. God bless you.